On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good friend, good morning.
Hi Mike, how are you?
I was just enjoying President Donald Trump of the United States of America, his ridiculous response to that New York Times opinion piece, the anonymous op-ed piece that's got the whole nation champing at the bit.
Been an interesting couple of days in the Republic, that's for sure.
Are you having fun? How are you? Are you well?
I am good. But how mental is all that stuff?
Oh, it's great. It's great. You know what? It's great. Watch it all start for. You know, when Nike announced their new campaign, that's devastating. That's so massive.
Yes, and. The Woodward book, the quotes from that are almost scarier than that op-ed. Just the whole, like, we're snatching documents off his desk so the world doesn't erupt in a ball of flame, you know? But hey, some big Hollywood news just came in. Have you heard?
Burt Reynolds passing away last night.
Kind of sad, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a sort of a more, for me, I've always respected him as that, right from Smokey and the Bandit to Deliverance, to like I said, to Deliverance, to Boogie Nights, even, you know.
And he was someone that the modern film audience kind of struggled with a bit, because like when Boogie Nights came out, that was like his big, like, John Travolta and Pulp Fiction comeback.
Yeah.
But he was embarrassed by Boogie Nights. He didn't like it. He thought it was. You know,
He was awesome.
Totally. But he sort of he never was that good at managing his late career projects. But you know, he's been filming a role in Tarantino's latest film, which is currently shooting. So it'll be. He's playing George Spahn, who owns the Spahn Ranch, which is where the Manson family lived. It's the Scody Ranch, just out of LA. And so I wonder, I'd be interested to know if he'd finished filming that role before he passed off this mortal coil. But as you say, Deliverance, great, great film. He kind of represented a somewhat antiquated idea of a leading man.
Moustache, cigar, hirsute, of course. Those of us that have been blessed with a lot of body here, yippee. You know, we looked up to Bruce, up to our Bert, you know, in some respects.
True, yep, I'm in that group for sure. bit of a Sasquatch is me. But also, he seemed like, not to speak ill of the dead, but he seemed like a bit of a dick.
Yeah,
the time.
He was. I mean, he definitely represented macho and misogynistic that era, I guess. You know, and there was part of it. Yeah, whatever. Look at your big red sports car. That sort of era. There'll be people who are driving their big red sports cars to work, listening to that, who are going to be feeling a bit funny about that. But you should probably.
His acting style always seemed to be centered around cracking up, laughing in the blooper reel during the credits of like Cannonball Run 3 or whatever.
I was going to say, what would you think would be the defining? Yeah, because he was definitely respected within the acting community as he was a big Hollywood hitter. Do you think what do you think was his the define? You know, the moment when he suddenly became a Hollywood legend.
Probably the Smokey and the Bandit era. But around that time, he was the top grossing box office star from like the late 70s to like 1981 or two. And
was he Smokey or the Bandit?
He was the Bandit.
Smokey's the cop. So that's right. Yeah.
Smokey's like a southern slang for you know, the fuzz.
Yeah.
The law. The blah blah blah. For me, his greatest ever role will always be Deliverance. He was phenomenal in that. He kind of turned into he represented a certain type of masculinity that's somewhat old-fashioned now. But it's nice that he's hopefully finished filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Tarantino film. And I'm still very sad. I've spent most of this rant dissing him. I feel slightly guilty about that. He was great. He was a legend. And it's funny, like in Pulp Fiction, that when John Travolta and Uma Thurman go on their date, and he asks Uma Thurman who her favorite actor is, and she says Burt Reynolds. And Tarantino always said that people always thought he was being like ironic then, or being sarcastic, or trying to be retro or something. And he was like, no, Burt Reynolds was a big star, and he was lots of people's favorite actor. So I wrote that screenplay at a time when it wasn't that weird for someone to say Burt Reynolds was their favorite actor. So, yeah, I'll be having a memorial viewing of A Cop and a Half tonight. that's very sad. Yeah, R.I.P. Burt Reynolds. Sounded like he died of a heart attack, kind of sudden. He was on a little bit of a comeback trail. He just started another film as an aging actor, a Burt Reynolds-esque actor. But he's someone whose ego seemed to drive a lot of his decision-making. As like any person in the world, we're all just creatures of ego, so...
Oh, hard out.
Yeah.
What else is happening in Hollywood, my friend?
Did I tell you I sat down with Cher?
No. How was that?
I interviewed Cher. She was great. She was delightful.
She's here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what the interview was in support of. I think it went to air on the project over there on Monday night.
Oh, cool.
And she was great. She talked a lot about how much she loved New Zealand. And had specific memories of, you know, hanging out with Peter Jackson the last time she was there 13 years ago. And she was pretty down to earth, you know. You sort of can imagine an icon like that would not be. But she was a delight, I have to say.
That's a pretty big conversation to have, isn't it? I mean, how do you sort of... it's good to know that she's like that, actually.
I tried to explain the word chur to her. I was like, oh. When you're in New Zealand, people are going
to
say this
chur
word.
To the chair.
Think, yeah, I was like, people
that,
are going to say
did they make it on air, do you know? Did it make it on...
I think it did. I think it did. And I was like,
funny.
People
really
are going to say chur. And they're not mispronouncing your name. That's just like how we say thank you in New Zealand or whatever.
Chur, 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 chur.
And then at the end, I was like, thank you. And I was like, chur.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love you, eh? That's awesome that you did that.
Yeah. But, yeah. Might be on the website. Who knows? But anyway, film's coming out this week, The Nun. I haven't seen it, but I was raised Catholic, so I'm sure it will traumatise me.
It was. It's no all way. Over the show, that the ads for that bloody that movie. It looks awful.
The
it
nuns,
looks like another
yeah.
shitty old horror.
Every time the ad comes up,
yeah.
it's terrifying.
Looks like a new Marilyn Manson video or something.
it looks like one of those things that you used to watch where you, you know, watch the car coming down the hill and then the scary face popped up.
Oh, yeah, it's like a Rickroll video or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or when apps first came out, and there's those apps that you could get someone to look at it and then try to scare them.
Yeah, like read this and then you're reading it.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's going on? What's going on over there, Hill Street Blues?
I'm in Melrose, and there's all sorts of activity happening all around me. But yeah, I haven't seen The Nun, but it looks terrible and it's getting bad reviews, so that's that.
Funny, I'm always interested when you have a movie like that, like why that particular movie is, why of all the shitty horrors that are getting made at the moment or that are getting produced at the moment, why that's the one that gets the extra push, you know? It's interesting.
Well, I can tell you, there's an answer.
It's not to do,
question.
It's not that, it's, I mean,
what's
can't,
the
you
answer?
Can't say,
what's
Catholic
the
Church?
Answer?
Catholic Church? Recent Catholic Church in the news?
No. What's the answer?
No, it's because it's part of the Conjuring universe, which
yes,
is a very successful horror
say.
Franchise,
oh, right.
And Warner Brothers have made a lot of money with those Conjuring movies, and The Nun was actually in The Conjuring 2.
Mm.
Like, I have a problem with The Conjuring films because they claim to be true stories and there's all sorts of crazy, ridiculous shenanigans happening in them. And this is kind of like an origin story for one of the ghoulies in The Conjuring 2, which made
a lot
of money.
I'm bored of it already. Bored of the idea already.
Okay.
what else have we got?
I think that's as far as my research went for releases this week, unfortunately. yes.
Well,
there might be something else out, but you caught me a little bit on the back foot today. I'm all shook from Burt Reynolds dying.
And of course, just the fact that you're living in such a racy part of the world. All right, hey, thanks very much for talking to us, Fabian. Always a pleasure. You have a great week, my friend. I'll speak to you again next Friday.
Cheers, Mike. See you later.
Hey, cheer to the cheer, man. I'm so proud of you for that, eh? Look, anyway.
I'm glad.
Out there who's listening knows how juvenile my humour is, and that's... I'm as stoked about that as I was the other day when I came up with East Coast Bass.
Awesome.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Tell you what, great time to turn around, look at yourself and think, yes, I'm listening to BFM, yes.
radio station on the whole wide world.
BFM!
Say it again!
BFM!
Say it again!
BFM!
Yeah! BFM News.
Atamaria, good morning. Ko Oli Powell, toku ingoa, ko te waru karaka. It's 8 o'clock. A former New Zealand government official has been declared the embodiment of corruption by an Australian watchdog. The Australian Corruption and Crime Commission conducted a two-year investigation on Roger Kerr Newell, who was working as chief executive at the Shire of Halls Creek in Western Australia. Kerr Newell had previously held the same roles at Hutt City, New Plymouth, and Rodney District Councils. The report says Kerr Newell's actions displayed disregard for the rules and took shortcuts to benefit himself. The report also claimed in his time as chief executive of the Shire, Kerr Newell appointed his lover as strategic planning manager, and he failed to be transparent over any conflicts of interest and used council resources for personal financial gain. Kerr Newell was fired in June for serious misconduct, and the Shire Council is working to recover the misused funds. The Ministry of Education has cancelled a childcare's licence following improper practice. A child centre based in Thames had their licence taken away following multiple complaints, including children having food withheld from them as punishment. The Sealy Street Childcare has had their licence suspended since the 20th of July, and an investigation had been launched. The Ministry of Education's Deputy Secretary Sector Enablement and Support, Katrina Casey, says the breaches are across curriculum with faults against the premises, management and facilities. The ministry is now offering information and support to the parents in search of alternative services. Sealy Street childcare owner Kelsey Troll cannot be reached for comment. Russia has come under a barrage of condemnation at the UN Security Council in New York, facing accusations in its role in the Salisbury chemical weapons attacks. British Prime Minister Theresa May told the UK Parliament that two members of the Russian military agency, GRU, had been found to be carried out in the Novichok nerve agent attack. Former Russia spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned March this year near their home in England. The Russian ambassador to the UN has dismissed the fresh condemnations as repeated lies and anti-Russian hysteria. US prosecutors have charged a North Korean man with creating the malicious software used to cripple the UK's National Health Service in 2017. The incident left NHS staff reverting to pen and paper after being locked out of computer systems. The hacking collective is also blamed for the hack on Sony Pictures in 2014. The US Department of Justice alleges that North Korean government, through a state-sponsored group, have created the disruptive malware, which is said to be responsible for potentially killing billions of dollars worth of damage. And that's the news.
It's the 95BFM Traffic Report, brought to you by Skybus Airport Express.
Ki ngā waka haere o ngā hoa nui mātua o Tamaki Makaurau and Ianae, what's happening on Auckland's motorways? So it's looking pretty quiet on the northwestern motorway, westbound and eastbound. But if we're looking on the northern motorway, northbound, on the Harbour Bridge, it's, as you can expect, pretty heavy at the moment. If we're going on through to Stafford Road to Esmond Road, it's pretty heavy. It's looking pretty clear from Esmond Road to Tristram Ave, but from Tristram Ave to Upper Harbour Highway, it's picking up again, so you can expect some delays there. Southbound on the Northern Motorway, from Otiha Valley Road to Upper Harbour Highway, it's pretty easy, but it's picking up again from Upper Harbour Highway to Tristram Ave, and that goes all the way through to Tristram Ave to Esmond Road, and from Esmond Road to Oniwa. It's still pretty heavy, so you can expect some delays there. On the Southern Motorway, from Takanini to Hill Road, it's looking pretty heavy. It's easing up around Hill Road to Redoubt Road, but from Redoubt Road to Te Irirangi Drive, it's looking pretty normal, but you can still expect a couple delays there. On the Harbour Bridge, it's looking pretty heavy as well. Looking on through to State Highway 20A, outbound is pretty easy, but inbound from Airport to Montgomery Road, it's medium. From Montgomery Road to State Highway 20, all the way through, it's pretty easy. And that's the traffic.
I just want to wish, before we sign off for the traffic there, I just want to wish everybody out there that's in the traffic good luck and drive safe. And all the very best. We're thinking of you here at 95BFM as you make your way to wherever it is you're making your way to today.
The 95BFM Traffic Report, brought to you by Skybus Airport Express.
A 95BFM weather update.
Ana ngā tohu, huwarere, mō tēnei rā, here's your weather for today. It's mostly fine with part cloudy and sunny periods, but there's still a small chance of showers. So far today, we've got southerly winds with a high of 17 and an overnight low of 9 degrees. And that's your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear Professional Photographics.
Good morning, Kitty. How are you?
Oh, I've got a bit of a croaky voice this morning. A little bit under the weather, but...
It's because you were all action yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we went to Raglan, got a surf, and then came up, went to the natural hot springs, Taupō, came up to Okuni. Mountain's shut today, high winds, so...
Oh, bah, bah.
But it's good snow. I bet it's going to be some good snow.
Do you know what? The direction of my life was down to the mountain being shut.
Ah.
You know, because I, at one stage I was the snowboard reporter for a show called Sports Night.
Yeah.
And we used to go, we went off to go and do some stories, and the mountain was closed here on in the South Island too. And so we sat around the hotel room, came out and said, well, what other sort of TV should we make? Hey, let's make the and then that's how the TV show that I made it come out.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm all for the mountain being closed, you know?
Yeah, you can get up to other teams. I think there's a skate bowl here, but might...
There's lots of ways to amuse yourself in a hotel room when you don't have to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so so do you have a report for us today, Kitty?
I do have a surf report. Actually, on the west coast, 3 to 4 foot, southwest, well, southerly crosshore winds. It's unsettled conditions this morning with southerly on the rise, the low tide. 3 past 7 this morning, high tide 21 past 1 this afternoon, coming in a 3 out of 10. But on the east coast, the 1 to 2 foot easterly swell, southerly offshore winds, low tide 23 past 10 this morning, high tide 4:48 this afternoon, and giving it a 2 out of 10. There should be, maybe west, I probably head west, there's actually some swells, quite small in the east, but yeah, if you're around then get out there, enjoy today.
Thank you very much, Kitty, you have a great weekend.
You too. All right.
Speak to you Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear Professional Photographics.
Got a couple of good remixes for you today. Well, I don't know. It's up to you whether you think they're good. But a couple of remixes for you today. Hey, have you read the New York Times piece yet, Tess?
Ooh, did you forget my name there for a second?
No, I was just trying to remember whether it was in the New York Times, and it was in fact in the New York Times.
I haven't finished reading it, no.
Ooh, let's read that together.
Busy producing, you know.
Hard out. Mm. Hey, maybe you're out there listening to this, and maybe you're doing a bit of producing yourself, or maybe you're doing a bit of pretend producing, a bit of virtual producing, whatever you're doing this morning. Chirp.
Breakfast with Mikey Havoc.
Thanks to Orcon.
gets a bit George FM there, doesn't it? Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Hey, we're having a great morning though, aren't we? Hey? I don't know. Tess was trying to explain to me how great dubstep was the other day. Tess?
I wasn't saying that. It's not quite how the conversation
Someone's
went.
Got to accept responsibility for dubstep. Who was it? Imagine if we had an expert of music in the studio with us. Imagine that. Imagine if we could talk to somebody comprehensively and in a detailed fashion about a particular instrument that made up the wonderful world of music. If only we had the option.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
A doctor? A doctor no less? Good morning.
A doctor of music. How useful! Yeah, like nobody listens to music, loves it, buys it.
How can you not listen to music?
Swims in it.
Is there anyone that does it? I wonder if there's anyone that... No, music's there all the time.
I know, right?
You can't not listen to music. Even if you're in solitary with no sound, it's still there. This is the thing.
They probably hum.
You know, you exist within music. Music doesn't exist within you.
Ooh. Write that down. New t-shirt. Coffee mugs.
Excuse us, Tess.
Tess.
We're just doing a real moment. We had a real broadcasting moment
the
there, and you're really
sort of like straight on it.
Okay,
a bullet a gate.
So this is a teaser, though.
Oh, the teaser. This morning we're doing the French horn.
Are we?
Yes. Now, so there's brass instruments which are made of brass, right? And so we've done the trumpet.
The brass instruments. I mean, they're an integral part of the orchestra, and and very held in high regard.
Oh, absolutely. And they're loud, and so orchestras, marching bands, military bands, jazz, film scores.
French horn in a jazz band?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so we did trumpet, which is loud. Mm. You know, it's your call to arms, you know, not like its little brother, the bugle, you know, it's got that sort of calling thing. And then we've done a trombone, which is the slidey one, right?
Trombones are still hilarious.
Now the French horn is the curly one, right? It's sort of like a circle,
sort of, and just snug under the arm, under the armpit there. Is that right?
It's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, but
huge. And you put your hand in the bell.
Yeah, you put your hand in the bell.
Tess. And the bell doesn't face forward, so it's got a lot smoother tone. This is your lovely horn. You know what I mean? It's sweeter.